Hello, everyone. It's time for Vanishing Outland Stories, the podcast. I'm Carlos Picastanas. This is episode 326, season 14. Today's date is April 21st, 2024, and welcome to the show. Yes, a new season is here. Oh, boy, 14 seasons. I mean, it's season 14 already, excuse me, so I'm just amazed. In today's program, I will talk about the Wonder Bread Hostess Snacks outlet stores in Chicago. Those I miss a lot. And also the classic Bic writing pens from the 1970s, like, for example, the four-color pens and also the Bic bananas. I miss those. But right now, the program will go into a commercial break. And this program is brought to you by Score 4 Board Game. And it's from Lakeside. I remember this game. And it's from I think it's from 1971, early 70s. So once I play the commercial, you'll remember it. So just sit back and relax, and I'll be right back with the show, folks. Thank you.
When you've been going like a house afire, cool it with Score 4, the fascinating three-dimensional game that's fun for the whole family. To score 4, you have to get 4 beads of the same color in a straight row, vertically, horizontally, diagonally, or on different levels. It's a challenge.
Choose your weapons, sir. Score 4, at dawn.
Score 4 won't solve your problems, but it will help you forget them. Score 4, by Lakeside.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, everyone, I'm back. I hope you enjoyed the commercial for Score 4 Board Game from Lakeside Toys. It was from the early 1970s, 71, 72, something like that. I don't know if I had this game when I was a kid. Maybe. I don't know. But here's a little trivia about this particular game. I saw this on an episode of The Brady Bunch, and Bobby Brady and Cindy Brady were at home. That was the episode where Alice left, you know, because the kids gave her a cold shoulder, and there was another maid. Her name was Kay. And the kids ask her, do you want to play, you know, do you want to try out this puzzle? And she says, no, I don't have time for puzzles. And it looked like Score 4. It was that, you know, and so that's embedded in my mind ever since. So it's it looked like a lot of fun. But like I said before, I don't know if I had this game. I probably did, or I know I played it somewhere at some kid's house later on, you know, when we moved from Roseland to Ashburn, probably. I don't know if it's still around. Maybe. I haven't checked. Could be. Or it's been renamed, redesigned. I have no idea. But that's the same company that makes Perfection and Super Perfection. Oh, I love that game. I didn't have Perfection. I had Super Perfection because I was crazy about the colors and the blocks and with the timer. That's kind of fun. Okay. At the beginning of the program, I mentioned I'm going to talk about the Wonder Bread / Hostess Snacks outlet stores and also the classic Bic pens from the 1970s, like, for example, the four-color pens and the Bic banana. Before I get started, I'll mention two things. One, my radiation therapy is over, so I'm resting this weekend. I'm a little better. I had a good night's sleep, so I'm resting. I'll do a little activity, but now I'll just wait what happens, you know, with the results. Who knows what happened like that. So I told about this before in a previous podcast episode, and we'll see. Okay. Second, someone mentioned, this was episode 324 about the Silo electronic stores, and they were housed in Marshall Field stores at the time in Chicago. My brother told me that he remembers the one near our house, and he was right. So I found an ad in the Chicago Tribune from September 3rd, 1994, and it lists all the stores. So I'm just not going to read the addresses. I'll just list the neighborhoods and the suburbs where it was located. And if it just rings a bell, that's great. Okay, so here we go. We'll go real quickly. In Chicago, there was one at Broadway and Foster in Chicago. Bricktown Mall, you know, that's at Fullerton and Narragansett. Also, it was at 87th and Dan Ryan over there on the south side. River Point, that's like Fullerton, west of Ashland, like Southport, I think. Yeah, I think so. No, I don't think it's Southport. No, never mind. Also, there was one in Elston Avenue that's like Fullerton. So there was two in that area like that. All right, now we got the suburbs. North suburbs were Evanston, Highland Park, Libertyville, Lincolnwood, Waukegan. Also, in northwest suburbs was Arlington Heights, Niles, Schaumburg, West Dundee. Also, there was one in Indiana, in Merrillville. In the south suburbs, now this is the one that my brother remembered. This was at Burbank, near 83rd Street in Cicero. Yeah, now I remember it. The other one was in Calumet City. The other one was in Chicago Ridge by the mall. Homewood, Illinois, Joliet, Madison, probably near Lincoln Mall, and Arlen Park. As in the western suburbs, it was in Bloomingdale, Darien, Harlem and Irving, Melrose Park, Naperville, North Riverside, Oak Brook, and Villa Park. Now we got that straight away. Of course, it was located in the Marshall Field stores, like, for example, State Street, Water Tower Place, Woodfield, Old Orchard, Oak Brook, Hawthorne Center, Fox Valley, River Oaks, Stratford Square, Park Forest, and Orland Square in Orland Park. Okay, got that out of the way. So that's great. So now we get started on the Wonder Bread / Hostess Snacks outlet stores. I was thinking about this yesterday that I wanted to talk about this because there was one near my house. And I remember I was talking to somebody about this. I was texting to someone, that is, and they mentioned that about the Hostess Snack Cakes. You know, the people my age don't have to eat them, but I love them because, you know, it's full of sugar and it's fattening and it's not good like that. So anyway, there was one near my home, and I remember me and my mom went there a few times to shop, and she wanted to get some bread. And so she got Wonder Bread. I don't know whether the bread they had, not sure, or they sold bread, buns, like, for example, hot dog buns, hamburger buns, sometimes with sesame seeds, poppy seeds, plain, whatever you got. And I remember the building was so white, and the sign had the Wonder Bread. You remember the Wonder Bread logo with all the color, multiple colored spots on it, like that. As for Wonder Bread, I haven't seen that lately. Not really. No. But it was a huge brand for many years, you know, and it was founded on May 21st, 1921, you know. And I don't know what happened. So I remember when I was a kid, it was very soft, you know, and very tasty like that. They had prizes in it, which was great. A lot of people said that, you know, bread is not good for you. You know, it has carbs and, you know, makes you gain weight. You know, it has sugar in it. But, you know, something. I'm Greek. I eat bread. I always say that. What can you do? You know, I love it. And so besides the bread, the Wonder Bread that is, they also had a Hostess snack cakes. Like, for example, Hostess Twinkies, cupcakes, ho-hos, ding-dongs, fruit pies. You know, what else they had? Crumb cakes, honey buns, you name it, they got it. Like that. And also Twinkies, they had Devil's Food flavor. I think they do sometimes, you know. And, you know, when I was a kid, my mom used to pack our lunches, you know, me and my brothers. She put a Twinkie in there. She would buy the box, you know, at the store, you know, put one, or they come individually. No, but it was just one. It was just one. It reminds me, you know, with Archie Bunker with the Twinkies. He's a middle-aged man. He still eats that. It's hilarious. And so when that was fun because I would browse around the all the snack cakes they had, and sometimes they had special flavors. And oh, there's some more I thought of. Suzy Q's. Yeah, they had Suzy Q's. The fruit pies. My favorite is cherry. I love cherry. I love apple, but I love cherry. And it came like apple, cherry, berry, I guess, lemon, chocolate, sometimes that, you know. And they still make those. Yeah, they still, I don't know what they taste like, you know, but it's very sweet, you know, like that. And but it's very convenient. You just have one fruit pie, you know, it's like a whole piece. Just eat it, unwrap it, and just take a bite out of it like that. Anyway, so I don't know exactly when they opened. Maybe the 90s, I'm thinking. Yeah, probably, or the 2000s, and then they were good in business. Then they stopped, and I think because they filed for bankruptcy. I know Hostess, the Hostess company did, and so did Wonder Bread, and they brought back Hostess. Somebody bought the company and they brought it back to life, and it's still around. That's great, you know. And when the news broke out that they were discontinued, like, everyone was up in arms. He goes, no, just don't do that. They want their Twinkie. They want their cupcakes. They also bought Zingers, you know, like from Dolly Madison Company. They bought that a few years ago. I talked about Zingers in a previous podcast. So, you know, so I'm trying to think what other snack cakes they had. They had Chocorific that came out. No, not Chocorific. That's a milk company. I'm sorry. It's like Chocodiles. You know, it's like Crocodiles. Those are good. And another one I just thought of. Snowballs. Remember Snowballs? They came in, it's white coconut, real big. Also came in, it was pink. I had Snowball maybe once or twice in my life. It's real good, you know, very sweet like that. But, that's Barbara Streisand's favorite snack. That's what she said when she was a kid. Snowballs. And she still eats them. I don't know why. It's funny. Like that. Then I'll think up some more as I go along. Yeah, we'll see about that. So I remember the commercials were very classic. You know, they started in the late 50s or 60s, and then the 70s were big like that. And they had animated commercials, you know, Twinkie the Kid, Fruit Pie the Magician, then we had King Ding Dong. They had that, or the ho-ho. He dressed like Robin Hood. Forgot his name. And they showed these commercials during the when I was watching TV in the afternoon, right after school, in their classes. You can find them on YouTube if you like. You know, and, you know, ding-dongs and ho-hos, they were like wrapped in aluminum foil, like that. And they claimed it has vitamins in it. Well, I don't know about that. So I used to eat them all. I used to eat these all the time. But, you know, as years went on, I got to stop eating them. I would get once in a while and get a craving, you know, for a Twinkie or like that. But, you know, I try to stay away, you know, to be wise to your health. Because, you know, yesterday my mom baked a cake. And it was a vanilla cake, and it was real good. And she didn't have to do that, but we were just celebrating when I finished radiation therapy, which she was so sweet doing that. I appreciate it. And I love her to death. So there's one last product from Hostess that a lot of people forgot, but they don't make them anymore, is Hostess Pudding Pies. That, they came in chocolate and vanilla. I used to love those. Oh, they were great. They were in the 80s. They lasted for a few years. I don't see them anymore. They're gone. So right now I'm going to play a commercial for Hostess Pudding Pies from 1986. And when I come back, I will talk about the classic Bic pans of the 1970s. Okay? So sit back and relax, everyone. Thank you.
Is that my Hostess pudding pie?
I brought my own.
That's a switch.
Hey, chocolate flavored pudding.
Yeah, it's new.
Same chocolatey icing?
Yeah.
Same great crust?
Yeah.
Give me a little.
You? A little? Huh?
Come on, a taste?
Hostess pudding pies in new chocolate or creamy vanilla flavors. Plain pudding just can't taste this good.
Don't I get anything?
Sure.
Okay, everyone, I'm back. I hope you enjoyed the commercial for Hostess Pudding Pies. That commercial is from 1986. Like I said before, that was a wonderful product because I love pudding. You know, I love pie. It was decadent. It was delicious. I loved it. It's too bad it's not there anymore. So I read somewhere online they want to bring it back. Well, good luck. I don't know if they will, but... You know, but I remember used to eat it all the time. You know, it's a good snack. It really is. Okay. I'm wondering if the Wonder Bread Hostess snack outlet stores will come back. Nah, probably not. I don't see that happening. You know, you can still buy snacks at any store, Walmart, Target, order on Amazon, or any store that sells them, you know, a grocery store, or you would... If you want to buy individual snacks, that is, go to 7-Eleven. I got them. Convenience stores, you know, like that. Okay. Right on, I'm going to talk about classic Bic pens from the 1970s. I'm going to talk about two that I remember that stuck up in my mind for all my life about these pens. These writing pens, that is. One is the four color pens and the Bic bananas. And I had those when I was a kid at Correas Elementary School, you know, in the 70s. I remember I saw the commercials and I saw other kids have these four color pens and that looked real cool. You know, and I asked my mom, you know, when school was starting, was about to start, you know. The tradition is you go out to the store and you buy school supplies, you know. You know, you buy notebooks, paper, pens, pencils, erasers, you know, folders. And I asked my mom, you know, for the first time, can I buy this pen? You know, it had the colors, you know, red, black, blue, and green. She said, yeah, okay, I'll buy it. So I brought that. Some kids got jealous when I brought it. You know, like on the top of the four-color pen, they had a little ball on it. You know, I used to chew on that. So, you know, I got nervous like that. And anyway, used to write different colors. That was fun like that. I had another pen one time. It wasn't Bic. It was like all these colors. And it was like huge. Different kinds of the colors I mentioned. And they also had pink, yellow, all that. It was wonderful. Anyway, the four color pens are still made to this day, but you know, these were very popular, you know, for kids. And I loved the pen, I really do. And I bought a couple over the years using that, you know, like the bottom part of the pen was either blue, orange, maybe red. You know, I think I remember blue and orange, maybe yellow. I'm not sure. I used to write all that sort of thing. And so the next pen I want to mention, the writing pen, is the Bic Banana. I had bought Bic Bananas in the 70s, you know, and based on the commercials I used to see on TV. And it was a very good writing implement. It was very smooth. And, you know, I bought maybe one individual pen, but it still came in a pack of four, maybe more than that. Also, they had Bic Banana ink crayons. And I think I bought that for art class, you know, one time, you know, instead of regular, you know, Crayola crayons. I did that. And so, you know, I bought the Bic Banana, but I bought it because based on the commercials I saw on TV, like, for example, there was one that's famous for actor Charles Nelson Reilly dressed as a banana. And he's in a classroom and all the kids are dressed like bananas and he's singing and dancing, hopping around. That's a classic. It's hilarious. It's on YouTube if you want to see it. But I remember asking my mom about the Bic Bananas. You know, her response was like, a banana? How do you write a banana? No, I said, Mom, that's what it's called. It's a Bic Banana. It's not a real banana. Can you imagine if you were really right? You'd be kind of mushy when you're on your paper with that. So right now I'm going to play the commercial of the Bic Banana. And there's two of them on YouTube, but I chose this one where there's a lady and she's writing a letter to her son. And she's using fruit to write a letter to him. Okay, you'll listen to commercial, but the man that's speaking in the commercial, I won't tell you who it is until after the commercial is played. He's a very famous comedian, actor, and director. You probably know him. Okay, and I will reveal it after the commercial is over. Okay, so sit back and relax and listen to the classic Bic Banana commercial from the 1970s. Thank you, everyone.
Don't write with a peach. If you write with a peach, you'll get a very wet letter. Don't write with a prune. Words will come out wrinkled and dopey. Let's face it, the only fruit you can write with is a banana. The Bic Banana, a fine line marker, not to be confused with a ballpoint. Writing a letter to your son, right? Right. Usually you write, dear son, how are you? I'm fine. Write that same letter with a Bic Banana, and you get... Dear Sonny, I miss your face. Mom, see what a nice letter it writes?
Kisses, kisses, kisses.
And it comes in colors. Most fruits only come in one color except grapes, which come in two colors and, of course, bits and bitless. Look, if you've got to write with a fruit, write with a Bic Banana. It's only 29 cents, your best buy in writing fruit.
Kisses, kisses, kisses.
Hunk. The Bic Banana, a different way to write.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed the commercial for Bic Banana, writing with fruit. That man that's speaking is none other than Mel Brooks. What a funny man he is. Oh, he's wonderful. I love his movies. And he's still with us to this day. Oh, and he's doing well. You know, he's in his 90s, like 95, 96. Oh, God bless him. What a funny man he is. What a funny man. I just love him. You know, as years went on, you know, you still write pens, you know, Bics, and there were pens from other companies. Like I said before, the four color pen from Bic is still around. The Bic Banana, no, it's no longer made. I think they stopped in mid-70s. I don't know why. I have no idea. I hadn't seen it, and I don't think they make it anymore. So that's a classic. If you mention Big Banana today, you know, and you see a lot of younger kids are like, what? What is he talking about? A big banana? You ride with a banana? No. That guy's nuts. Oh, well. That's how it is. All right. That's it for this show. I'll do a recap of what I talked about. I talked about the Wonder Bread / Hostess Snacks outlet stores in Chicago. Also, the classic Big Pens. For example, the four-color pens, and also the Big Banana pens from the 1970s. This podcast will be published later on today, wherever podcasts are available, wherever apps you can access. Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, Breaker, Overcast. Also, it'll be on my blog, vanishedgoblin.blog. You just click on that, and it'll take you right to it. Also, it'll be on my YouTube channel, Vanished Goblin Stories, the podcast. This is also my name. And again, people always ask me, where do I find your podcast? Where do I find your podcast? Go to YouTube. Do a search. Type in what I just mentioned, and then click subscribe. There is no charge at all. Same thing with the apps. You just click follow. You get a notifications. You can also listen to previous episodes if you like. I always tell people like that. But I don't mind telling them because most are not tech savvy. So I try to help what I can. Also be sharing on my social media accounts, Facebook, X, Reddit, LinkedIn, Instagram, Threads, Blue Sky, and also TikTok. Click on the link, it'll take you right there. Okay. I will probably do another podcast episode Tuesday. We'll see. Gotta think of something, but I can't believe it's been 13 seasons already. It's been a little over 3 years. That's wonderful. I just got an email from someone. He lives in LA and he works on a cruise ship, I believe. And he says, I get bored. So I started listening to your podcast and it's real cool. And he's very happy with my health. That is the sweetest thing that anyone wrote for me so far. And he says he enjoys it. That is great. That is wonderful. You know, it's nice to get comments like that. I don't expect them. You know, just everyone just enjoy what I do. That's enough for me. That is. Okay. So this is Pico Stanis, your host for Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. Thank you for joining me. Today is a sunny day, kind of cold in a way. Hopefully it'll warm up soon. And my Easter's coming up very, very shortly. It's coming because next Sunday is Palm Sunday and the following Sunday is Easter. I'm looking forward to that. I hope we get nice weather. I'm hoping. All right. So here's bye-bye for me, and here's a little traveling music from Ray Rayner saying bye, bye, bye. Take care, everyone, and so long.
We have to go. Bye, bye, bye.